Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Did you overdo it too? We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Trevor's engineering the broadcast. Dr. Norman Sheely is with us. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. And we've got a couple listen lines. If you'd like to try them and see how well they work, I'd love to know about it. Let me give you those numbers, 605-562-4080, 605-562-4080, and 605-562-7727, 605-562-7727. Now, there's a possibility that we may have been overloading the listen line. So if one doesn't work, switch to the other one. Okay, we've gotten reports of disconnects and so forth, but I'd love to know what your reaction is. So if you could send me an email, vincent@usapreparers.com, I'd love to know how well the listen lines are working for you. Dr. Norman Sheely, I was talking with our engineer, Trevor, just before the broadcast started. And I asked him if he shaved in front of the sink or in the shower. And I've been shaving in the shower for probably 40 or more years. And let me explain how I do this. I just take the soap that I'm going to wash with, and once it's wet, I put it on my face, and I rub the bar directly on my face. And so now I have a soapy face, and I don't have to have a mirror to do this. I can find my face. And I just rub it. Well, the reason I say this is because we men have been taught that we have to shave in front of a mirror. And we've also been taught that we have to use this stuff that either gets propelled out of a can that comes out as a foam, or we use a shaving brush with shaving soap. And the difference is if we shave in front of the in front of the sink and the mirror, do we wash our face? Do we wash the soap off our face, or do we wash that foamy shaving cream off our face the way we would if we were in the shower? So what happens with me is I take the soap, I rub it right on my face, and then I wet the razor, and I shave. And then I periodically sharpen the razor in the shower by taking that same soap, putting it in the palm of my hand, and rubbing the razor backward across the flesh of my thumb area in my palm of my hand, and that's like stropping the razor, and it resharpens it. And I've been using the same handful of razors that I bought in the 1980s, and they last, you know, a year or more each, easily a year or more. The trick is you have to rinse them out as soon as you're done and let them dry. So I have them blade facing down in that shower rack hanging from the shower head pipe, and they dry. And that's where we keep the soap, and the soap lasts longer because when it dries out, you know, you can probably get 3, 4, 5 times the use of the soap as if it sits wet, you know, on a shelf or on the floor of a shower or tub. Anyway, that's what I do. And here's my question for asking or mentioning this whole process. Because I do that, I think my skin is a little softer than for those who shave in front of a mirror either with foam or shaving soap and who just wipe the soap off the face rather than wash the soap off the face as I do in the shower. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I've shaved in the shower, but I have a mirror, you know, hanging on the wall. And I do rinse my face well. And I mean, actually, sometimes I shave sitting in the hot tub of water.
Right.
And I really slosh my face with two hands full of water
mm-hmm.
to rinse it off. But I don't know.
The reason I mention this is I think that when we shave, we nick our faces and we cause abrasions on our face that we don't even know about. And little tiny amounts of soap stay in on the pores of our face. And, I mean, they stay there for all day, unless we wash them off. And if you saw those commercials back in the 1960s about shaving with the... that foam can, you just wipe your face. You don't wash your face. And then it goes farther than that. When I worked back in the 1970s, I met a man who was an employee of the Menin Company. And Menin made shaving creams, shaving soaps, something called a skin bracer aftershave. And I learned something really interesting. They had this byproduct of one of the other products, one of their main products that they made, and they didn't know what to do with it. And one of the marketing guys or one of the employees said, I got it. Well, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll add some color to this stuff, and we'll put it in a bottle, and we'll sell it as a skin bracer, like an aftershave. So they had a waste product, something that they didn't know what to do with. They turned it into something they could sell and distribute this as a skin bracer. So now I'm thinking... All right, so we shave, we have little bits of soap on our face, because all we do is wipe that shaving cream off, and then what we do is we apply this skin bracer, which has a dye in it, and it has a fragrance in it, and we think we're doing really good stuff for our face, and we splash it on, and then it stays there all day, unless, you know, until we wash it off. So are we doing, and the reason I'm saying this is because Hollywood is so concerned with the way they look, I'm wondering if we're doing damage to our skin by just the way we have been programmed to shave.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating concept, and of course, I just think I've always done a heavy swash of water on my face to rinse it off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, just stop shaving. And actually, by the way, I'm glad you brought it up, however, because the evidence is quite striking to me that an electric razor is not good for your brain. And I gave up electric razors, you know, 40 years ago
mm-hmm.
because the evidence is that it's a very high milligal applied right on your skull. And we know that the brain does not like it. The immune system does not like it. And so I don't recommend electric shavers. I think that's more important for your overall health.
Well, there's only two kinds of electric shavers that I can think of. One is powered by a motor that spins in bearing. So, you know, just with a shaft. And it drives... It drives a mechanism that causes the rotary heads to cut. The other is a vibrating type mechanism, and both of them have both of them operate with 60 cycle AC power, and both of them have magnetic effects, exactly what you're talking about. So I can't imagine either one of them being good. I mean, holding an electric motor in a plastic box against, well, even in your hands and against your face and very close, you know, your jaw and very, very close to your brain. You're right. It doesn't make much sense to me either. So for me, I use a double-edged razor. I don't use one that has, you know, more blades than that. That seems to be plenty for me. And they do last a long time if you wash them out and you let them dry. And if you sharpen them with soap against the palm of your hand. I'd love to know if you try that, if you decide you're going to shave in the shower the way I have been for decades, I'd like to know if you find the same results. And the best razor that I've found is made by Schick. And it's a very simple razor. It's a little more expensive. You don't get 10 of them for a dollar. They might be two for $2.50. But they will last, well, at least they last me well over a year each the way I do it. So I'd love to know if that works for you. But, and I do rinse my face off very, very, very well. And that's another thing, Dr. Seeley, I was thinking about toothpaste. And, so, you know, as I was brushing my teeth today, I rinse at least 8 times. And what I found out is, you know, the first time I rinse, toothpaste comes out. Second time I rinse, less toothpaste comes out. The fifth time I rinse, I'm still getting foam and toothpaste coming out. At the eighth time, it starts to really diminish. But how many of us are rinsing our mouths 8 times after we brush our teeth to get whatever? You know, many of us use fluoride toothpaste. Well, many of us don't also, and many of us don't. But for those who are using fluoride toothpaste, aren't we in a hurry? Don't we have to get to that, you know, job number one, job number two, or job number three that we might have? And, you know, do we rinse our mouths out well? And does that cause Alzheimer's or symptoms like of Alzheimer's?
Well, I think it can for sure, and it does even more than that. It truly poisons your immune system, among other things. It's a poison.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about fluoride. Yeah. So then the next thing, Dr. Shule, is what do we do if we have, let's say we're 40, 50, 60 years old and, you know, or more, and we've been using toothpaste, the same, you know, the Crest, the Pepsodent, the, you know, the other brands that are complete with fluoride. What do we do to get that out of our system, or can't we? Let's talk about that when we get back after these few short commercial announcements. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. Normshealy.com. We'll be right back. How many of you think the government will take care of you after a disaster? How many of you think the government took care of you after the Joplin tornado, or Hurricane Sandy, or Hurricane Katrina? The truth is that the government's never done a good job of taking care of disaster victims. And frankly, I'm not going to trust the government with my life. And if you're like we are, and you want to protect and defend yourself from whatever the future brings, we'll show you how at the Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29, at the Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. I'm Vincent Finelli, host of the Get Prepared Expo. Are you the only one in your family who thinks about preparedness, storing water, storing food, learning about first aid, canning, dehydration, and growing a high-yield garden? Well, you're not alone. There'll be thousands of people just like you at the Get Prepared Expo. One-day weekend tickets, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means. Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and Dr. Shealy, you know, I've been thinking about toothpaste and how we've been using it for years and years and years. Most of us have been using it all of our lives. And most of the toothpaste manufactured by the main well-recognized manufacturers like Crest and so forth have added fluoride to the toothpaste for many years. If we get it in our mouths, I don't see any way that we can completely remove fluoride from our mouths. I mean, no matter how many times we rinse, if that fluoride enters our bodies, is there a way to get it out?
Well, I think so. Chelation.
Okay. Can you tell us how chelation, how does chelation work?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell us how chelation works? What do we do?
Well, there are two ways of doing chelation. There is intravenous chelation, which for people with severe coronary artery disease may be useful. There are oral preparations of chelation that can work. Dr. Gary Gordon, G-A-R-R-Y, Gordon, has a product, an oral chelation that is good. I think all human beings who have been exposed to the world, no matter where they live practically, should at sometime between age 50 and 60 have a what's called a provocative chelation. They give you just a gram or two. And you measure the output in your urine of all the toxic minerals. And it's worth doing. as someone who has, lived off and away from, I've lived 60 years away from cities on farms with natural parks. And yet I had a provocative chelation a month ago, and I was shocked to find that I had a lot of lead, among other things. No aluminum, interestingly, but I had four toxic minerals that are high. I'm going to go on oral chelation for 6 months, probably.
Dr. Shealy, there's an area north of where we live here in Missouri, north of our farm, and it's called Lead Mine. And there was a lot of lead mining that went on during World War II. So this area of Missouri, well, maybe 70 miles north of here, where we are, is an area where there's a high concentration of lead in the ground. So maybe that lead has spread, and maybe the water, the underground aquifers are connected all the way up, to where a lead mine is and where this mining has gone on, and maybe we had polluted, more than we thought. So, that seems to make some sense. Also, when we used to use copper plumbing in homes, first we used lead plumbing, and then we used iron, galvanized, and then we found out that copper had a lower coefficient of friction, so the water would flow more easily through copper plumbing than galvanized plumbing with threaded connections. So we soldered those copper pipes together with lead solder, and the lead would be dissolved into the water when water was acidic. So we've been killing ourselves for years thinking that everything's okay. And I grew up with copper plumbing. I did. And they soldered it with 50-50 solder, which is, or actually even more than that, more lead than 50%. So that small connection of solder that the water would constantly be against, it, the water sitting in the pipes all night long, all day long until we turned those faucets on, the water had plenty of time to contact the lead in the plumbing to poison us. So it doesn't surprise me that we would have lead in our systems. And then that's just our water supply. What about the water supply that's used in the cooking of the food and the processing of the food by the Hunt's company and Campbell's Soup and Progresso Soup and whatever else we buy from the grocery store? Do they have lead in their water supplies? And the answer is probably yes. Let's talk more about, Dr. Shealy, when we come back, can we talk about the effects of lead on the body?
Sure.
This ought to be no fun at all. No fun at all learning about how much damage we've done to our bodies with lead. Dr. Norman Shealy, brain surgeon, Surgeon of the Year. We'll be right back.
I was just looking at the Get Prepared Expo schedule. 10 o'clock, Saturday morning. Aaron Dakins, Emergency Hydration. Dr. Judy Wood, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Free Energy-Directed Technology on 9/11. Dr. Norman Shealy, Lower Your Blood Pressure, Increase Your Endurance. Judy Dollarhite, Water Filtration at Home and on the Go. John Moore, Violent Climate Change, Should You Relocate? Then at 11 o'clock, Mike Ma, How to Negotiate, Bribe, and Barter for Your Life. Tony Pache, long-term food storage plans for your survival. Matt Stein, when disaster strikes. Roy Birdsong, how cell phones work. Get a cell phone plan for $8 a month. Harry Cooper, history's big lies. Hitler and his wife did escape to Argentina. Glenn Meter, survival still and water distillation during an emergency. And Storman Norman Cantwell, doing the unthinkable to defend your life. And that's just 2 hours. We have 13 more to go. The last weekend in March. Tickets just $8 online at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus, deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and you know, we've been talking about toothpaste with fluoride in it. We've been talking about chelation therapy, and we've been talking about lead in the pipes. Dr. Shealy, what do we do about it? And what problems does lead cause, and what do we do to get it out of our systems?
Well, the problems are almost every symptom in the book, ranging from headache to depression, irritability, fatigue, insomnia, difficulty learning, concentrating, aggressive behavior, stomach pain, constipation, vomiting, nausea, weight loss, hearing loss, anemia, slowed growth, seizures, coma, staggering walk, kidney damage, loss of appetite, reduced loss of sensation, you know, in the skin, muscle weakness. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, not too bad.
Dr. Sheely, that sounds like what's wrong with America.
That's right. That's right. That covers almost every symptom. It takes a patient to a physician, and it's not looked at.
Yeah. Now, okay, let's talk about how some of this has happened in addition to the lead plumbing.
For many, many decades, we had it in our gas.
That's exactly where I was going. They used tetraethyl lead, and it would say on the side of the pumps, you know, tetraethyl lead. They used to call it ethyl gasoline. They'd say it was called high test, premium. And they added extra lead to reduce something called pinging or knocking of the engine. It would prevent pinging or knocking, and it was cheap. Lead was cheap, so they could just add it to gasoline, and then it was burned in the combustion chamber of your engine and spewed out into the air. And if you were in a traffic jam, you were getting, you know, more than your daily requirement of lead, right? Yeah, if you were behind a bus, behind a truck, we're all getting lead poisoning just being in our automobiles. And then if you live near a road, the lead would ultimately fall down, wash down by rain into the water supply, and we all got it. So you're right, Dr. Sheely. So what do we do?
Well, again, I honestly believe that people who have symptoms that are not going to be diagnosed or don't get treated at all or don't respond to treatment should have a provocative chelation, where they take this oral preparation and then collect the urine and a doctor's data lab in Chicago is the one which I've used, and they've been around for a long, long time and are quite reliable, to find out what the concentration of toxic stuff in your body is. You know, the other one that I found, and I don't know where this came in my body, I had an excess of barium. I've never drunk barium in my life. I don't know where it came from.
Wow. And so, right, so what would the effects of barium be on the body?
Well, it's you know, and when you have a certain level that's getting to the cells, it's just toxic. Toxic means literally it can cause any symptom. And we all vary with which one will be effective in us or dominant in us depending upon our general genetic and overall health, et cetera. So that I have no symptoms that I'm aware of from having a very high level of barium and lead and heaven only knows. I mean, you know, it's because our atmosphere, our water, our soil is contaminated.
Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be interesting to know, Dr. Sheely, you've spent so many years away from the city environment where those trucks and buses and those smokestacks and the heating systems and all that contribute to increased air pollution, increased toxins in the air. It'd be interesting to find out how someone who's been on the planet as many days as you, who lives in a city, would compare with that same test. Wouldn't that be interesting? Did the person who read those results share with you how you compared to the norm?
No.
Or
well, they only go according to what they call as normal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just looked up barium because I hadn't looked at this. It's available, guess what, in our drinking water. It's used in making a wide variety of electronic components, metal alloys, bleaches, dyes, fireworks, there's mine, ceramics and glass, well drilling. When they drill the well in your backyard, it is directly released into the ground. Interesting.
We had Richard Linebaugh on with us a few days ago, and we were talking about water well drilling. And he's going to be with us at the expo at the end of this month in Lebanon, Missouri. He's going to be doing a seminar on what's in the water wells, how to avoid toxic wells, and so forth. And he was sharing with me a story, both on and off air. And one of these stories was that there's a well that was contaminated by insecticide. And this well was working just fine. And there was an orchard that was planted. And the spraying of the orchard with insecticides, washed down by the rain, ended up in the aquifer and polluted the well. And people were drinking it for years, and they didn't know it. And all of a sudden, you know, that water that they thought was great, that had been great, it wasn't great anymore. And, you know, you don't find out about this on day one. So typically, the wells get polluted through rainwater or through earthquakes or shifts in the soil. Trains going by. You know, there are plenty of wells adjacent to railroad tracks. There are plenty of wells adjacent to roadways where these big 18-wheelers go thumping down the road. They hit a crack in the road and they just thump and the ground shakes. And over time, fractures occur. And pollutants go, you know, get washed down by the rain. The crankcase drippings, the leaking of the tractor trailers, the leaking of the rail cars and the everything else that's in the air gets washed down by the rain. Gravity brings it down lower and lower and lower, ultimately hits our water supply and we just drink it up. And that's one of the reasons why we've said that we are advocates of water filtration systems at the point of use for us in our homes. And that's why we're going to have them at the Get Prepared Expo. Because you can test your water. You can test it today, and you can test it tomorrow. But next week, something might happen like what we talked about with Richard Linebaugh. Your well can be polluted. Or the municipal water supply can be polluted. Dr. Shuley, have you heard of cross-connecting with the sewage treatment plants and the potable water systems that's supplied to municipalities? Have you heard of that through heavy rainstorm?
Right.
What do you suggest we do about that?
Well, of course, you know, I'm a big believer that city water is toxic no matter where it comes from, as long as they put fluoride and chlorine in it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to live in a city. If I did, I would certainly have a superb filter.
Okay. Well, Dr. Shuley, let me ask you this. As a medical doctor, as someone who has seen lots of examples firsthand, you've touched firsthand examples of what not to do, whatever that might be. How important would you say getting out of the city, any city, and moving to the countryside is based on your firsthand experience?
About 1,000%.
You know,
I wouldn't even want to live in little old Podunk Pleasant Hope. 614 people.
Yep. And I live in a little hamlet I live outside the hamlet of where there's 100 people. Dr. Shuley, I used to have a job and you did too, you know, many, many years ago. And I remember looking out the multi-story building, looking down on the city, saying, wow, it's kind of fuzzy, you know, the air is kind of thick. Are those clouds? Are we in the clouds? We weren't that high, you know, less than 10 stories. Why is it so fuzzy? Why is the air so thick? And, boy, there sure are a lot of people here. And where does, you know, all these people in all these buildings, you know, flush the toilet many times a day. Where does that all go? And where does the water come from that, you know, that we're drinking? And I put all that together and said, I don't think this is a good thing. You know, I don't think this is a good place to be. And most of us have our heads down. We don't look up. We don't see the pollution. And if you fly into, San Jose or any other city, as you approach in an airplane, you'll see what looks like a bowl, a brown cloud over the city. And you'll realize that that's not a normal cloud. That is literally air pollution being trapped and everybody sucking it in 24 hours a day who lives there.
I remember probably at least 35 years ago an article somewhere that said the last clean air measurable in the United States was in Flagstaff, Arizona. And that was at least 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And that's probably not the case anymore.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it hasn't been the case for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, then that brings to mind the next question. So if we extrapolate this out, so we've seen lots of people jogging along the, where do they jog? I guess they jog along the roads, right?
Right.
And so they are increasing the amount of toxins over normal respiration. When we come back, would you share with us what your thoughts are comparing those who are jogging versus those who are not jogging, and are we doing more damage to our lungs and circulatory system by the toxins we're breathing jogging in the city? Dr. Norman Shealy, and I'll be right back. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Help me.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and class, if you'd like to meet Dr. Shealy, you certainly may. He'll be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's the last weekend in March, coming up in a couple of weeks. So if you'd like to get your tickets, you can go to GetPreparedExpo.com, GetPreparedExpo.com, or USAPrepares.com, and you can click on the tab that will let you buy your tickets. It's $8 a day online, $10 a day at the door, $15 for the weekend pass. If you'd like to spend a day on Friday, the day before the expo really starts, with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Matt Stein in their seminar about game over events, you can do that. Now, there's a special, that's a special all-day seminar. Note-taking materials are provided, and you'll be with Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller for the entire day. That's Friday, the 27th of March. Information is on the website. Game over events. Pretty serious stuff. And if you want to know what these game over events are and how you can prepare to survive them, that's the seminar for you. It's $85. And tickets are on the website. Tickets for the main expo are $8 a day online, $10 at the door, $15 online for the weekend. And if you'd like to have a banquet meal with us, if you'd like to see if you can get a seat at Dr. Shealy's table, $10.80 for our banquet meals. There's a Friday night banquet meal, Saturday night, and Sunday for lunch. Each $10.80. And there's limited seating, so if you'd like to do that, I suggest you get your tickets soon. And wouldn't that be fun to have dinner or lunch with Dr. Norman Shealy? Dr. Shealy, would that be fun or what?
Well, we'd probably laugh a bit.
And, you know, I can just see it. You'll have at your table, the instructors will each have a table, and Dr. Shealy will be at his table. And let's say let's say he and one of his assistants will be there. So that's 8 seats. Dr. Shuley will take one. His assistant will take another. At least 6 seats. So if you'd like to join Dr. Shuley and ask him questions about blood pressure, Kyani Nitro Extreme, Bliss Oils, his, what he has said is his greatest invention, his greatest medical invention, the same oils that, that we at the Finelli family use. You'll be able to do that and have a more intimate setting for, you know, several hours with Dr. Norman Shuley. So if you'd like to, if you'd like to do that, I suggest you seriously consider going to the Get Prepared Expo website and buying your tickets, because they are limited. And if you think about it, we have driven the cost down to the absolute minimum, $10.80 for a banquet meal. I mean, a real banquet meal for $10.80. So I thought those things sold for a couple hundred dollars a piece, Dr. Shuley.
Well, I mean, of course, you could pay $25,000 some places, we know.
Well, I mean, if you want to go sit with a golfer, you mean, right?
Right.
Or a vacationer.
You mean the narcissistic, psychopathic Muslim?
You know, Dr. Shuley, did you hear about the commercial that I did not do for the Get Prepared Expo? Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Okay. Well, it goes something like this, and it's in my voice. And I got some static here at the farm about this one. So, you know, I was having fun. We have no sponsors, so I could do whatever I want, right? I'm not going to offend anybody who's sponsoring the show. So I have, like, total freedom. And so I said something like this. Are you the only one in your family who thinks that to get a job in Washington, you have to be a natural-born belligerent thug, liar, cheat, thief, and sociopath? One who neglects his family and his spouse for his personal ego and pleasure? Well, you're not alone. There'll be thousands of people just like you at the Get Prepared Expo.
Y'all come.
So, that's a commercial that we did not air. So you just heard it. We'll be right back.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.